sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom Struggling Well.
All right. Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is a podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Thank you for supporting the show. We appreciate you, Patreon Strugs, so much. So the title of this episode is Cool Pool Roof.
Cool, I like it. Pool Roof. I do too. So today we're going to tell you what's giving us life, what's killing us softly. This is our first time back together in like a month.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to catch up on. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Plus we're going to do a round of I've always wanted.
I like it because we don't have a song for this one.
We don't. Now we do.
Have you always wanted? Just to finish it up. Oh, I'm going to go first.
Do it.
And I'm a little backwards.
Yeah, I
know. On this one. That was unnecessary. I have always wanted to not have a pool at my house.
Oh.
That is a large fear of mine. I've always been very happy that my house doesn't have a pool. I do not like water. I stay up at night thinking about water, and I always have.
What?
You don't get that? Like, your worst fears just sneak up on you at, like, midnight, and you're like, great, I'm never going to bed.
Because of water.
Tidal waves. There's like a tidal wave about to hit you.
Tsunami. What are you, so what's going on in your head as you think about water at midnight? What's happening?
Think about water at midnight. My son is at a pool and I'm not there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're thinking of scenarios.
Yeah.
Kids in water.
Kids in water or me in water. And like, I don't know, I fall out of a boat and then a shark eats me.
That's terrifying.
That's a tough day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough day. Water's my thing. Happy I don't have a pool. But now we're house hunting. So many of those houses have pools. And now I'm not even considering the houses that don't have pools.
What?
So I don't even know who I am.
Okay. You have kids who are a little bit older. I think your kids would be able to like know about it.
Yes.
I will tell you, I have in my life had one house that had a pool.
Yes.
And I did frequently think, what if I look out there and somebody is dead in my pool? Not like, it wasn't like a kid. It was just like a rando neighbor climbed the fence and died in my backyard.
I mean,
it could happen.
I relate.
But I wasn't scared. I was just like, sure hope.
That'd be sure weird.
There's not a guy in the pool.
Is he naked in your fantasy?
No, he's fully clothed and like, it's so funny that I know what he's wearing. He's got like flannel shirt on.
Whoa.
He's a lumberjack. And it's wreaking havoc on my filter.
Oh, gosh. That's so specific. I like that. So anyway, that's mine. What about you guys?
Well, I did mine today. So
I've always wanted you to do yours. So I'm so excited.
I did. I've always wanted to go get a professional bra fitting. Have you ever done this?
From like Victoria's Secret or where?
Yeah, I went to Nordstrom. I wanted to go to this lingerie store, like a mom and pop type place, but they didn't have any appointments available for when I was available. So I ended up just going to Nordstrom. But yeah, I have never done it. I've always kind of guessed on my size just by like trying on a bajillion different bras. And so it was very nice to know like one way or another. And she was nice. She brought in like a ton of bras and then she tried them on me and was like, let's try something like this. And so it was just really, it was fun. It was free. Except then I spent a lot of money on bras. Right. But
so walk me through it. You go in and you are just naked.
Totally. Top to bottom. Head to toe.
You walked in the Nordstrom.
I walked in naked.
With the purse.
No clothes.
Step one.
No mask, no clothes. She measured around me first with my shirt on. What you just heard back there was a small, tiny little bit of our Patreon episode that went live today. Now, if you're wondering what a Patreon is, it's basically a group of people that are our best friends. It is a monthly membership that you can go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, and you can join for as little as $1 a month, but I suggest the $3 a month, because at the $3 a month level, we have two extra special episodes for you a month. So you'll have the two main shows, the two extra Patreon episodes, and access to a super secret, super fun Facebook group. You're helping us run the show. Let me just say that. It's not free to run a podcast, so this is a way that you can show your support. Patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.